Hear further from the word of the Lord in the Arcana Celestia, number 3854. As regards foresight and providence in general, it is foresight in relation to man and providence in relation to the Lord. The Lord foresaw from eternity what the human race would be like, and what would be the quality of each member of it, and that evil would continually increase until at last man of himself would rush headlong into hell. On this account, the Lord has not only provided means by which man may be turned from hell and led to heaven, but also from providence he continually turns and leads him. The Lord also foresaw that it would be impossible for any good to be rooted in man except in his freedom. For whatever is not rooted in freedom is dissipated on the first approach of evil and temptation. The Lord foresaw this, and also that man of himself or from his freedom would incline toward the deepest hell. And therefore, the Lord provides that if a man should not suffer himself to be led in freedom to heaven, he may still be bent toward a milder hell, but that if he should suffer himself to be led in freedom to good, he may be led to heaven. This shows what foresight and providence are, and that what is foreseen is thus provided. And from this we can see how greatly the man errs who believes that the Lord has not foreseen and does not see the most singular details pertaining to man, and that in these he does not foresee and lead, when the truth is that the Lord's foresight and providence are in the very minutest of these most singular things connected with man, in things so very minute that it is impossible by any thought to comprehend as much as 1 out of 100 million of them. For every smallest moment of man's life involves a series of consequences extending to eternity, each moment being as a new beginning to those which follow. And so with all and each of the moments of his life, both of his understanding and of his will. And as the Lord foresaw from eternity what would be man's quality and what it would be to eternity, it is evident that his providence is in the most singular details, and as before said, governs and bends the man to such a quality, and this by a continual moderating of his freedom. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.